March the 5th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 497, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 115, Restoration of Voting Rights by Department of Corrections. The House adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. From the House of Representatives, message number 499, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 180, Child Interviews, Neglect, and Abuse Cases. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 500, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 130, Lottery Commission Reporting Requirements. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 34, noes 25, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 501, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 133, Bighorn Sheep Relocation. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 37, noes 22, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 498, Joint Conference Committee report not adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 121, Article 5, Convention Limitations. The House failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 1, noes 58, excused 1. House requests the Senate appoint a new conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 503, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 3. Mr. President, the House appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 3 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 13. The House conferees are Representative Croker, Chairman Representative Edmonds and Winters. From the House of Representatives, message number 502, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the House appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 8. The House conferees are Representative Northrop, Chairman, Representatives Hunt and Somers.
Senator Von Plater, are you ready on Wyoming Infrastructure Authority amendments?
Yes, ma'am,
Mr. President. The committee clerk will please read the report.
Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 24, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority amendment. Reference House message number 454 to engrossed copy, corrected copy. Signing for the House, Representative Burkhart, Gear, and Larson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Von Flatern, Anderson, and Rothfuss.
Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee report to message number 454, Senate File 24, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority Amendments. And what this committee did was we went down to the House because they had amended our bill to bring it up to from $1 billion in bonding authority for the infrastructure authority. They brought it up to $3 billion. The Senate had already amended it to 1. They brought it back to 3. We went down and talked to them. They believed that we had it correct. We told them all about somebody we knew in the Senate that would take care of them if they didn't agree with us. And after words of encouragement from our president, they quickly agreed. And so that's what I bring you. It is now $1 billion in bonding authority for the infrastructure, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, and not 3. I ask for your aye vote.
Discussion? If not, the question is, shall the Senate adopt Joint Conference Committee report reference? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I'm confused. The House had taken it to $3 billion on the concurrence message. We said no. If we recede from our non-concurrence, that leaves it at the House $3 billion figure, does it not? And if so, I think we ought to vote no. I think $3 billion is way too high. We're backing off from our non-concurrence, so that means the House version. And that's $3 billion. And unless I'm totally missing something here.
Senator Von Flatern.
I think, Mr. President, we're working off the corrected copy. So if that's what you have, it deletes the following House amendment, which is House Amendment Number 1, which brings it down to the $1 billion. So I apologize to the body for the confusion, because I actually had the wrong one signed initially. So it is the corrected copy of message number 454.
I suppose it's the same message number. Okay, let's make sure we're all together. So the chair has a Joint Conference Committee report. It's reference House number 454, Senate File 24, and then below that it says corrected copy, and it says delete the following House amendment, Senate File 24, House Standing Committee Amendment 1/A. That is the conference report that we're discussing, and it's the only one before us being voted on. Let's have further discussion on it. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, yeah, I had the original version, not the corrected version.
I'm glad you pointed out the anomaly, because we want to make sure we are voting on the corrected copy. That's the only one before that. Any further discussion with respect to the report that's been delivered? If not, the motion is the Senate do concur with Joint Conference Committee report, reference House message number 454 on Senate File 24, and we are voting on one that states corrected copy, which deletes the House amendment, which was the House Standing Amendment number 1/A. Does everybody understand what we're voting on? And you've been asked to vote aye. If the chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks. Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote closed, 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the corrected copy to reference House message number 454 addressing Senate File 24. Senator Christensen, are you ready with respect to House Bill 15, message number 285 on the voting rights?
Yes, sir. Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message. Here you go. Okay.
Joint Conference Committee report in regard to House Bill 15, Restoration of Voting Rights by Department of Correction, reference Senate message number 285 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representative Crone, Helverson, and Reeder. Signing for the Senate, Senators Christensen, Hastert, and Ross.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, if the House did the right form, I believe all we're doing is reporting that the House has receded from its non-concurrence and adopts the Senate amendment.
Okay, to clarify, this is a joint conference committee report. Pursuant to the rule, the House recedes from its non-concurrence, and because of the mechanism that we report these, we still have to vote this to accept the receding. Is that correct? Looking at Alan, do we need to vote on this? So let me. Thank you. The explanation that's been provided is that the House staff attorneys could have prepared another form which would direct us to say that the House is receding from their position, which would not require our vote. In this instance, the House Senate staff is preparing this as a joint conference report, which requires a vote. So the mechanics of it, it does make a difference how it is presented. And our staff is, we can give you an example of one that has come out. Oh, I see. So I have the report. So when the report comes to us, it says the House has adopted the Joint Conference Committee report listed above. So that's the action the House took. Had the House receded, it would have been different. The House did not recede. They adopted this report. It's pretty simple.
My document says they recede, but I would be honored to make that motion to invite.
Well, if you want, right now the action is not taken. If you would like to go back and have them go back and recede and send us that message, we'd be delighted to receive that message. Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think having the House recede is a preferable solution, because what we end up is two final votes on the exact same thing. I think it's confusing to the public and it's confusing in the record. And the truth is, the Senate action that we took on the final action of this bill is our final action, and the Senate stands on that. The House has agreed to adopt it. We don't have to vote on what they do. We have no control over it. And you could imagine an inconsistency, Mr. President, if we were to vote one way one time and the other way the other time. That's why we have to follow it the first way. I'd suggest we send it back.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, just a parliamentary inquiry. What exactly happens if the Senate votes no on this particular action? House has receded. Did we reject their recession?
In accordance with this, it wasn't a receding. They did not recede. They simply adopted this report, which resulted in an action, and it requires a concurrence. Doesn't make any difference what you think. This report requires a concurrence. Now, they could have adopted the receipt and receded. If we reject the report, then they perhaps, but what I can't tell you is this, is I don't know what the report looked like or what the hang-up is on the House. There may be a perfectly good explanation. Hold on, let me read this message. One of the things we can do is we can request a corrected message and ask the House to send the bill for enrolling. That assumes that they have the bill and there's something that we don't know about. Hold on. Everybody just chill for a second. All right, Senator Scott.
President, we've done it both ways in the past, and it's quite clear that the House could have just receded and sent us a message that they'd done that and sent the bill for enrolling, but they didn't. They did it this way, so the simple thing is just adopt the conference committee report and not fuss about the technicalities.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. On that point of order, my question is, did we sign that conference committee report, because the recession is only in order if we didn't sign the conference committee report pursuant to Joint Rule 24B.
The report is before you. It's been signed.
Thank you.
Senator Case.
I just went to Rule 2-4 on page 56, and it says, if the House of the bill's origin adopts a conference committee report that adopts all of the amendments of the second House and makes no other amendment to the bill, the House of origin shall be deemed to have receded from its non-concurrence and to have concurred in the amendments of the second House. We're the second House. The action of the House of origin in adopting the conference committee report constitutes final passage of the bill with the amendments of the second House. So the way I read that, we don't have to vote. They can adopt this very report, and we're done by looking at 2-4.
Senator Case, I would agree with you. Are you telling me there's not two ways to skin this cat?
There always is, Mr. President, and I respect that cat and you, sir.
So there is two ways to skin this cat, folks. And if you don't like the way the cat was skinned, we can send it back and they can send us another skin. Otherwise, the only action that's available to you right now is to adopt the concurrence report, which constitutes a receding. And if you don't want to do it, vote no and they'll figure out a solution. But the motion has been made. The sponsor is, did you make the motion, by the way? Okay. Senator, let's start, take a deep breath. Senator Christensen, what would you like to do?
Mr. President, I move the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report on Senate message, reference Senate message 285 on House Bill 15, and I ask that the Senate vote aye. I could repeat that if nobody heard that. I'd ask that the Senate vote aye, and we'll put this one behind us. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right.
Mr. President.
Senator Case.
I concur in voting aye. I think that ends it. We definitely have both supported a bill in the manner. I think if we vote no, it is confusing because we have two final votes on the bill. So I think we need to vote aye.
Right. Any further discussion on the procedure or the question? Does everybody know what they're voting on? The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report, reference Senate message number 285, which refers to and addresses House Bill 15, Restoration of Voting Rights by Department Corrections. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Senator Mr. President, I just want clarification on one point, that we're only going to skin one house cat with this vote. Is that correct?
I think the same cat is going to get skinned twice. It's a feral cat. Call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report. Reference Senate Message Number 285 to House Bill 15, Restoration of Voting Rights by Department of Corrections, which action authorizes and gives permission to the House to recede. How ironic. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I think some of these you gave me as a sample. There's a sample. This is a sample. This is a sample. And how about this? Perkins. Senator Perkins, are you ready on House Bill, I think it's 180? If the reading clerk would please read it in, and I've got it now.
Joint Conference Committee report and respect to House Bill 180, Child Interviews, Neglect and Abuse Cases, reference Senate Message Number 337 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representative Crone, Helverson, and Schwartz. Signing for the Senate, Senators Perkins, Burns, and Cole.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, I've moved this Plano Joint Conference Report, Committee Report, which I think is a really straightforward one, to House Bill 180, Child Interviews, Neglect, and Abuse, referencing Senate Message 337, and asked the body to vote aye. Our conference committee met, visited with our friends at the other end of the hall. We ultimately came back, and the only differences between the way that the bill left the Senate and the agreed-upon compromise was that we receded to some language that was actually receded from, if technically, even though despite what the report says, we receded from a second reading, third reading amendment, Senate third reading amendment to a second reading amendment. So they liked the work we did in second reading better than the work we did in third reading, and so we ultimately are going back to from good cause. If you look in the middle, the only real change was we went from good cause. I went back to that language. The language that that is no longer there is language that was talking about that probative value had substantially outweighed the prejudice to a child. So in this case, we're just going to court back, allowing the court to go back for good cause, which is, like I say, is that we actually had that language in our during our second reading. So it's a good compromise. Everything else stays as the bill left from the Senate. Folks think this will work just fine. It provides a standard that judges can are familiar with and can affect. And so would ask for your favorable consideration. Please vote aye.
Any discussions on the report? If not, the motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report on reference Senate message number 337, which references and addresses House Bill 180, Child Interviews. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard. Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report, reference Senate message number 337, to referencing House Bill 180.
Yes. Oh, enrolled act.
Signing enrolled act. Senate Enrolled Act number 82.
Senate Enrolled Act number 82 being original Senate File 80, an act relating to trade and commerce.
Senate Enrolled Act 82 being original Senate File number 80. I'm about ready to sign. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 81.
Senate Enrolled Act number 81 being original Senate File 118, and act relating to the personal opportunity with employment responsibilities.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 81 being original Senate File number 118. I so signed. House Enrolled Act number 100.
House Enrolled Act number 100 being original House Bill number 100, an act relating to fuel taxes.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 100 being original House Bill 100.
Yep.
Double. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 101.
House Enrolled Act number 101 being original House Bill 11, an act relating to the study of distant education for informing recalibration of the education resource block grant model.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 101 being original House Bill 11. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 102.
House Enrolled Act number 102 being original House Bill number 38, an act relating to elections.
There's no back seat on there.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 102 being original House Bill number 38. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 103.
House Enrolled Act number 103 being original House Bill 183, and act relating to insurance.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 103 being original House Bill 183. I've so signed. Folks, that clears the desk, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Do we have one more item, or what is it? We have messages? What is it? It's a message. Okay, we just received a recurrence report. Senator Landon, been over there just lollygagging. Say that again. Let me show of hands. Does everybody have concurrence message number 477 on Senate File 98? All right. Senator Landon would like us to hang around an extra day. Are you ready?
Mr. President, I thought I might be in trouble, but a concurrence is a better deal. So.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Would the clerk please read it in?
House of Representatives, message number 477, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 98, School Athletic Safety. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 5, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move message 477, concurrence related to Senate File 98. Fellow Senators, just a quick rundown on the odyssey of Senate File 98. As it left our chamber, you might remember this is a conversation about trying to afford a little bit more protection, particularly for our High School Activities Association with regard to pending or impending civil suits that may be coming down the pike at a national level. It was prompted by conversations in December related to that case that I shared with you back in Illinois, where there is a big case that has been filed against the Illinois High School Activities Association and literally threatens some of the sports that they're able to provide. Anyway, as it left this chamber, you'll remember that there was some language contained in the bill that, quite honestly, the President, others helped to work on that language, and I don't think that maybe many of us were all that comfortable when it left. So that's the way it arrived in one of the committees over on the other side. There was a tie vote in committee, and it was literally re-referred to another committee, and we spent probably three different nights working on this bill. Really appreciate the organization that represents some of our legal people. They were involved with this. We had some of the attorneys on the other side, and I have to submit to you that it's not very often that I give them a tip of the hat, but I do give them a tip of the hat. What they did, fellow senators, is that they have amended the bill to take it solely to the Recreation Safety Act. And at the bottom of page one, you'll see where we're striking the reference to 123, which is the assumption of risk section. And you'll remember that we had quite a bit of debate on that section. Well, what the other side ended up doing, senators, is just simply removing that language. There was a lot of conversation among the legal folks that many thought that it didn't really accomplish anything. Some thought it might accomplish something. We ended up agreeing that that language could just simply come out of there. And what they did at the top of page two, fellow senators, is that they inserted Romanet double I and put some new language in there. And you'll see that in the middle of your white sheet on the concurrence requested. If you go to the little Romanet, and what it does, it says, provider means any person or governmental entity which, for profit or otherwise, offers or conducts a sports or recreational opportunity or regulates an interscholastic sport or recreational opportunity. And what that does, fellow senators, that pulls that High School Activities Association underneath the Recreation Safety Act. And that essentially is what the intent of the bill was to begin with. We don't get into the business of whether or not protocols are adopted or whether or not they're not being adhered to. We took that language out of there. I think it is a good bill that's going to provide a little bit of measure of protection for our High School Activities Association, and I would urge you to vote aye. Be glad to answer any questions.
Did you ask people to vote aye or no?
Mr. President, I asked them to vote aye and
okay, that
offered
was,
to answer any questions.
It was a wonderful explanation.
Yeah, thank you.
Senator Anderson.
Yeah. And my question is why you didn't have rodeo in there before, Senator.
Yeah. I just hit a key that threw everybody's mics on. Be nice.
Be careful.
Yeah, Mr. President.
All right.
Mr. President, I did gloss over that, and I do apologize. There is some language in the bill. You'll remember that we did add a couple more exemptions in there. What the other side did, as my colleague from Natrona County pointed out, one of the officers on the other side did pull in the sport of rodeo. I believe, quite honestly, that we probably had that covered with the agricultural exemptions, but I don't have that much heartburn with that language. Appreciate my friend pointing that out. And I encourage an aye vote. I think the bill does what we intended it to do. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the bill or on the motion? If not, the motion is that the Senate do concur with message number 477, which addresses the House amendments to Senate File Number 98, School Athletic Safety, and the you've been asked to vote aye. If the clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Excused.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen? Coe? Excused? Cooper? Kraft excused. Dockstetter? Driscoll? Emmerich? Escobel? Geis? Hastert? Hicks? Johnson? Hinsky? Landon? Meyer? Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote closed. 24 aye, 2 no, 4 excused.
By your vote, the Senate has concurred with the House amendments to Senate File 98, School Athletic Safety. Folks, I'm going to apologize a little bit to you. We thought we'd glide in a little bit different path than we are. The House, as you know, adjourned till 3. They've got some appointments they need to do at 3. Management Council was going to start meeting at 2. The majority of Florida leader and I have talked. I think the best way is for us to go to the Management Council, deal with some executive issues that we have to deal with. We'll stop. We'll let them go back in. They, the House, to go back in, do their work. And then we'll defer most of the Management Council discussion on the interim topics until we get this back on the glide path to finishing it. I know that when I was a freshman, nothing drove me not more crazy than Management Council going and meeting while we're still trying to get the thing wrapped up. You've got other things to do. So with that, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a motion?
Yeah, I will in a second, Mr. President. Just for members of the Senate, too, it looks like there's, and it's a moving target, but probably 8, 9, 10 bills out there right now. And there's some senators off the floor because they're in conference committee. There's a couple that we haven't received from the House. The big one is Senate File 145, My colleague from Bighorn County is very aware of that one. And so with that, Mr. President, I would ask that we stand in recess until 3:15, and the Management Council meeting for committee chairman will be tomorrow, unless things really come together. Once again, we tried to get the House to understand how we want to get out of here. It hasn't quite worked that way, so I, too, accept some of the blame, and maybe we should just go down there and sit on them, but they're a moving target right now. With that, I would say we stand in recess to 3:15, and, Mr. President, Management Council will meet in executive session immediately or as soon as we can round up the House members.
All right.
In 302.
In 302. Are there any other announcements folks like to make? Now, with respect to these conference committees, I'm getting requests where the House has appointed a second joint conference committee. As you know, that would be an open conference without boundaries. It would be unusual to appoint such a committee, so if you have some idea that there's, for some reason, we ought to do a second open conference committee, you better talk to me personally. With that, you've heard the motion of the majority floor leader. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand in recess until 3:15 or the sound of the gavel.